The UK Report. Thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yes, well, this is ominous stuff. I mean, Adam told us yesterday there are 500 potential terror plots under surveillance by police and intelligence, and over 30,000 known terrorists, most probably walking the streets. How the hell do you monitor all of this? What's the latest, Adam?
Yeah, indeed. Those numbers got updated by the Metropolitan Police Commissioner, Cressida Dick, who told us that there have been 8 hatched terror plots in the last 70 days. 3 of them obviously happened, Westminster Bridge, Manchester, and now London Bridge. But there have been 5 others that have been foiled in that period and were about to happen. So 8 in less than 9 weeks. 18 foiled plots in the last 4 years. Again, things that were absolutely about to go off. As she put it, this is unprecedented in her working life, and she's obviously a very senior police chief these days. As you were talking about, with the search for accomplices, homes raided, more people arrested, 11 people in custody from yesterday. Also interesting that Scotland Yard is talking about a game changer and how they need to look at their tactics again. Different approaches, and the Prime Minister has already alluded to this, but the fact is, of course, those with extremist intent are copycatting, and their attacks are getting simpler and more low-tech, but still deadly. But also interesting, there was one comment. I don't know quite how they come up with these phrases, but as they put it, this is a primarily domestic center of gravity. In other words, it's homegrown terrorism, even if there are links to Morocco and Libya.
Yes, I was just making the point, Adam, if barking is as we are told it is, then surely you move the army in and clean these people out, and the presumption of innocence has to be lost, and you just say, we can't afford a further risk, they've come from here, 36% unemployed, I mean, it's a hideous environment there. They've got to be cleaned out.
It is, except of course, the vast majority, of course, are perfectly innocent, law-abiding. I mean, that's the deal with
it. We don't know that, though, do we? I'm not sure we know that, do we? Do we know that?
I mean, the same is true of Moss Side in Manchester. I mean, I have to say that, I mean, where I live in northwest London, I am part of what they were calling the Islamist Triangle at one stage. In other words, there were jihadists who were coming from Wembley just down the road from me and Harrow Weald just up the road from me and High Wycombe. And so I don't know entirely that the areas get completely tainted.
Yeah, all of these people, though, in Melbourne and in London and in Manchester were known previously to police. All right, Adam, we'll talk tomorrow. Adam in London.